This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India has articulated its vision for global growth, peace and security at the Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware in the US. Addressing the summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the Quad's commitment to a free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. He emphasized that the grouping supports a rules-based international order, peace and stability, while promoting initiatives in health, technology and climate change. Ahead of the summit, the Prime Minister held bilateral talks with President Joe Biden, focusing on strengthening India-US ties. He also met with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to review India-Japan relations and discuss expanding cooperation. Additionally, Mr. Modi met with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to reaffirm the commitment to deepening the India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. In a significant cultural exchange, the US returned 297 stolen antiquities to India, underscoring the strong cultural and diplomatic ties between the two nations. Prime Minister Modi will meet with CEOs of major US companies to promote collaboration in advanced technology later tonight. He will also address the Indian community in New York past midnight India time. Tomorrow he will speak at the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly, focused on multilateral solutions for a better tomorrow. Mr. Modi will also hold bilateral meetings with global leaders on the summit's sidelines to discuss key international and regional issues. India signed the first-of-its-kind agreements focused on a clean economy, fair economy, and the overarching Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. These agreements were exchanged under the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity yesterday in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Delaware in the US. The agreement on clean economy intends to promote technical cooperation, workforce development, capacity building and research collaborations. The government has facilitated a refund of more than 1 crore rupees to students who enrolled for the UPSC Civil Services, IIT and other entrance examinations at various coaching institutes across the country. Secretary of the Department of Consumer Affairs, Nidhi Khare, said that government is dedicated to safeguarding the rights of consumers, especially students. She added that this action reaffirms the government's commitment to ensure that coaching institutions adhere to fair practices and honour the rights of consumers. Foreign investors pumped nearly 34,000 crore rupees into the Indian equities market so far in September this year. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 33,691 crore rupees into equity markets but pulled out 245 crore rupees from the debt markets, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 33,446 crore rupees this month. This comes after 3 consecutive months of net inflows into the Indian markets. So far this year, foreign investors have made a net investment of over 1.8 lakh crore rupees into the Indian capital markets. In Bihar, the flood situation remains grim in 12 districts due to rise of water level of the Ganga and other rivers. Patna, Begusarai, Saran, Munger are the worst affected due to unprecedented rise of water level of the Ganga and its tributaries. Over 10 lakh population is affected in these areas. The Eastern Railway stopped rail operations on Jamalpur-Bhagalpur rail section under Malda division as the girders and the rail bridge are inundated in flood water. A gas explosion at a coal mine in eastern Iran's South Khorasan province has killed at least 51 people. State media reported that the blast caused by methane gas leak occurred at the Madanju mine in Tabas at 9 p.m. local time yesterday. There were 69 workers in 2 blocks of the mine when the explosion occurred. India claimed a historic gold medal in the open section of the 2024 Chess Olympiad this evening. Team India's maiden title win was secured in the final round after Arjun Erigaisi clinched a win for the team against Slovenian opponent. India trumping top-seeded USA in the penultimate round to effectively seal the title. Moreover, in the women's section final, Indian women team is also eyeing a gold. The matches of the Indian team against Azerbaijan are underway. And that is the end of this news bulletin.